Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to another episode here with your host, the Asylum. You know, as I like to do, I'm going to give it to you straight out the hip, raw as fuck, raw fucking emotion. Where does that say? Tropic Thunder is like, yes, real emotion. Fucking take him off the fucking grid. You know, right there, he's like, real fear, real, yes, real emotion. Real emotion. Anyways, giving you fucking raw right now. So I just got out of. Let me rewind the clock to about, I don't know, I'm gonna say a little bit post breaking up with my most recent ex. I wasn't really going to that much shows. I've been like, because it had been with her schedule. And I know that has nothing to do with her, but now I'm a little bit more free to like just randomly go to see a show. And so I've been kind of randomly going to shows. And there's been a bunch like the last couple of months that I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go to that. Like, okay, we've got nothing going on. Friday, or the only one I didn't really go to that I really wanted to go to, but it was on a Tuesday, was the Acacia Strain Dying Fetus. I missed that one, but whatevers. I've seen Taz enough times to skip one, and I had just seen them before that prior, but I never get enough of them. But anyways, Dying Wish. That's who I came to see. Now, Dying Wish, I have seen, and I've kind of had my eye out on them because their last record was pretty good. I think it's Fragments, whatever it is. Let me take a gander over there. It is Fragments of a Bitter Memory. Yes, it is Fragments. Now, see, I had only seen, I had to rewind it to like 2 years ago. No, I don't know when it was. Whenever it was that I went to go see the Acacia Strain with Kublai Khan, Orthodox, and Dying Wish, I believe, opened. And I caught them twice back to back, but I didn't know who they were at that point. So at that point, I was like, yeah, they're pretty good. The band has, I believe, today's December the 1st, 2023, the band has all the components, all the pieces of the puzzle to fucking skyrocket to, dare I say, Hatebreed levels, Lamb of God levels, Killswitch Engage levels. Now, obviously, there's a lot of work to do, but I mean, they can just blow the fuck up, and I believe that they're on the cusp of doing that. Again, there's Knock Loose is blowing up, but they haven't gone up and over the top, but they're getting there. But Dying Wish now, I believe, is now on the ascension to where Knock Loose is currently right now. They're a couple of more tours away, and let this album marinate for the next couple of years. Get on some big tours with some big name bands, and things will shape up nicely. Now, going back to that Acacia Strain show, that was post-lockdown. I even took to the Nile Theater in Arizona. I had to take my stupid-ass vaccination card that I still have, but I've only ever used probably like 3 or 4 times. Anyways, long story short, after that, I listened to them. I listened to the record, and I was like, yo, the album Fragments of a Bitter Memory is pretty good. It's pretty good, actually. And I listened to it a lot back whenever that tour was. I don't even know. I could go into my podcast and find it out, but I don't need to do that. I'm not even a professional podcaster. I don't really want to sit down. I want to get to this shit straight out of my fucking head. I'm literally just left like about 20 minutes ago. I stopped to get a water, took a piss, and on the freeway heading home. But with all that said, I listened to the fragments probably, like, I don't know, maybe several to 10 times through. And I was like, yo, there's just some bangers in here. And but that was the extent of it, because at that, you know, as is the case, other bands come out with music. I go back and listen to other old bands' music. You know, like, I go back and listen to, you know, a Cage Strainer Throwdown, or, you know, a new band pops up. Like Paleface Swiss, I've been listening to a lot lately. So, you know, Dying Wish kind of got lost in the shuffle. And actually, they came out, I think, not that long ago, like, maybe like 4 or 5 months ago. They were in LA, they were at the Glass House, but I didn't go to that show. But the lineup wasn't as good as this one. They played with Boundaries and Foreign Hands and Roman Candle. Now, with all that said, Boundaries I have been also had my eye on for a minute, and they just absolutely rock. Fucking killer. Actually, this whole building was pretty well balanced. Roman Candle opened up, which I think they're a Vegas local band. And for the what they play, they're pretty good. But I'm getting out of track, out of Dying Wish. So I put Dying Wish back on the back burner, but then let me get to the decision to get to the show. So the other day, I believe it was sometime in November, like the 9th or something, or it had been like less than a month ago now. I actually had seen that Dying Wish was coming out with music and coming out with an album. But as is the case, I mean, I was like, oh, okay, I'll just wait till the album, because there's no point in listening to like one song. So when the album dropped, fortunately or unfortunately enough, they dropped at the same exact time that Spirit Box and like another big hardcore band like dropped music the same day. Fortunately for Dying Wish, Spirit Box's little EP that they dropped fucking sucks. And unfortunately they got dropped at the same time, and Spirit Box is now turning into this, I mean, I don't know what they're turning into, but Spirit Box is turning into this behemoth of a band right before my eyes. And I like Spirit Box. I really do. They have all the elements of being this crazy heavy metal band, but they more often than not do stuff that to me is not really all that good. It's not my style. I don't want to listen to pop rock in my metal bands, but I did nothing against Spirit Box. They've been like that actually since the jump. So I mean, I can't really jump on them too much, but they do have songs that I do like. Sun Killer, to me, remains one of probably their best song in my eyes. But unfortunately, Dying Wish went up against Spirit Box in music, and you know, kind of takes away the steam a little bit. But nonetheless, that came out, and I was like, the next day I was driving to work. Not driving to work. I was going to pick my guys. It was actually in the car I'm in now. And I was like, let me put on this Dying Wish album and let me see what it's hitting for. Let me just, you know, I'll give it a couple listens. If it's okay, I might listen a couple times and then just put it back. Because you can tell when bands only give half effort. But I'm going to tell you immediately, this Dying Wish album, immediately, is fucking chaotic. Symptoms of Survival is the first song on their album, the newest album. Actually, I think that's the name of the album, Symptoms of Survival. I'm not 100% certain on the name of the album, right off the top of my head. But Symptoms of Survival is the song. It's the very first track. And that shit is crazy. It's a well put together song. With breakdowns. And that's how you start off an album. You put your best foot down. And you double and triple, quadruple put your foot down on it. Put your fucking foot on the fucking throat. And that's what you do. I mean, I'm not in a band. But I love when bands fucking come out and immediately just fucking set the table. They fucking plate it for Thanksgiving. They got your mashed potatoes, your fucking ham, your stuffing, your cornbread, your fucking mac and cheese and gravy and fucking all the fucking fruit punch you can imagine. They fucking throw it at you in the very first song. You could tell what the entire album was going to be about within like the first minute and a half of the song. And all I could think of, I was like, okay, this album hopefully doesn't, you know, I don't know how to, like, fade from that. And, you know, I was listening to the Symptoms of Survival, and I actually, like, as it finished, I went back and listened to it again, because I was like, yo, that was pretty good. And let me get to where it sold me. Watch My Promise Die is the very second song off that album, off their newest album. And my God, that is a fucking monstrous. I wish I could go, like, you know, because I'm not, you know, I'm just a fan. In reality, I'm just a fan, just a dude that listens to their music. But the very song Watch My Promise Die, to me, is one of the best songs that has come out that I've listened to in all of 2023. It's up there with Deep in the Willow. It's up there with Pillars of Salt. I mean, it's up there. I mean, I can't think of very many better songs that have dropped this year that rivals Watch My Promise Die. Like, and I'm listening to this, mind you, it's like 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. And I have, at this point, the volume on my, you know, because it's early. And I'm an older dude now. And I'm just listening to the album. I have it on medium volume. And I mean medium. I have it, you know, my volume goes up to like volume 40. I had it like at probably like 28. Not quite 30. And that was for Symptoms of Survival as well. But I was like, yo, Symptoms of Survival was hitting. So I went back and listened to it. I listened to Watch My Promise Die in its entirety through before I was like, bro, what the fuck? The song is just fucking monstrous. It's a monstrous fucking song. I don't know how else to explain it. I think once they get on some bigger billings and that song actually hits in front of a massive crowd. And, I mean, that song is going to turn fucking heads. And especially if the band can fucking, you know, because when they play it live, they're going to get to play it live, and they can slow it down, they can make it faster, they can, you know, tinker with it while they're playing the song live. But even if they play it at face value, just word for word, bar for bar, no fucking, you know, no fucking, they just play it as it is on the record, the song is fucking crazy. And I'm telling you, whenever that album dropped, it was like the next day. Because usually albums drop at the night, but I listened to it in the morning, the next morning. And I sent my brother, I shared it, and I was like, bro. I just sent him, you know, bruh, like the text, like, what the fuck? That literally was like, I was like, oh my God, this song is fucking, it's fucking pure insanity. If you're a fan of hardcore, metalcore, deathcore, metal in general, the song is everything that I've ever all encapsulated in like 2.5 minutes. Like, that's how good that song is. I love the fucking little drum intro. There's one chorusy part in the song, even. Most of the time, I don't give a fuck about those parts. And then the monstrous breakdown to end the song. The last 25 seconds or so is just fucking sick. And I really wish that band, I need somebody to tell them, hey, when you do that, finish the song off and then hit them with it again. The same fucking breakdown, like a second time through. And just fucking cause chaos so people would fucking kill each other. You know, break somebody's fucking face. You know, give me the fucking sickest mosh call out you could ever give. Like, just fucking do it. Do it, damn it. Just like fucking, Anyways, I knew from that day, because I know, you know, my brother's not here to back me up or anything, but I do know, and if you ever, James, if you're out there listening to this, text my ass, because, bro, like, I went ham in the pit. Now, I knew they were on tour, and the tour was on tour before the album came out, like, or I don't know if it was on tour before the tour came out, or if they kind of dropped at the same time, or the tour was, like, this is the tour for that album. So I was like, I would love to see Dying Wish. And I knew they were coming up this weekend. And I really was like, okay, well, I'm fucking working. The only show is in LA. Way out the fucking San Fernando Valley. Fucking way the fuck. I'm like 60 miles from my home. Try to get somebody to come with me. Try to get Squid to come out. No, it's too far. I'm too late. This, that, the other thing. So I was like, well, maybe I'll go to try to find a ticket for Chain Reaction on Instagram. Nothing but spam bots hitting me up. Just fucking right there. There was like 50 tickets left for San Fernando Valley. I knew on Wednesday night that maybe like Thursday morning that I would finish work Friday sort of early. And it was a possibility. So Thursday when I got home, which was yesterday, I went ahead and bought my $28 ticket or whatever it was. I think it was $20, and then like the service fee was like, it was under 30. I know that. It was like $28, $27, whatever it was. So I was like, okay, step one is under books. But mind you, Chain Reaction is sold out. It's way sold out. I've scoured online, and there's only like, there might be 10 tickets and people are trying to sell them for like $100 each. Which, and you have to buy two, which I wasn't going to do. I would do, but I would like to sell another, and I don't want to get trapped with having to sell a ticket. And I feel like this kind of like, you know, do you really want to do that? Like, fuck, whatever. Like, anyways. Here I come. December 1st. I've got my ticket for San Fernando Valley at this place called the Midnight Hour Record Store. The venue is, it's whatever. It's just like a record store by day turned into a hardcore show by night. Like, that's what it was. But I've been to plenty of places like that throughout the years. I don't know, there's places that got fucking full on, like bands played in bars, and that's always kind of cool, sometimes, because I feel like, I seen Dying Wish right now, in a year or two, if I catch them again, they might be at the point of being a little bit too big, where, you know, like Spirit Box will not play a little baby show like that. As a matter of fact, I don't know if Spirit Box would ever come down to the hardcore level anymore. Like, that's this one. And I think Dying Wish could ascend to that. And Knock Loose might not be playing no more fucking little baby shows either. I think, even though they still kind of dabble with it, they don't really fuck with that. I think that band is just right now they're out of reach of people getting up on the stage and, like, you know, grabbing the microphone kind of shit. And that's all, that's fine for bands to do that. Like, I don't really mind. But I'm, for me personally, when big bands betray themselves, like Slipknot, or, you know, they just start playing bullshit, and they make bullshit music, you know, like Treyu, Avenged Sevenfold, like, you're really betraying yourself. The bands do it for the money. I mean, I don't really know, like, I don't know anybody personally that likes Avenged Sevenfold. I don't know anybody that fucking, in reality, loves some of these bands out there that I'm like Sleep Token. I don't know who the fuck is listening to them, because they don't, I don't see it. But I'm detached from the metal community as it is. But anyways, I'm getting too far lost here in the train of thought. I come out, here I am, it's December 1st again, out in fucking San Fernando Valley and trekking on the way home now. And up versus Roman Candles. Again, they're from Vegas. I guess this was their first full U.S. headlining tour. And they're pretty good for what they were. I think they're kind of like popcore. Not popcorn, but popcore. Core pop. Like in the vein of kind of like, I don't know, I guess like Turnstile, maybe? I mean, I'm kind of thinking who's kind of like them. They definitely got their own little flair to it. And what, it's not, they're not bad. I don't want to say they're actually pretty good. I wouldn't necessarily listen to them, but I mean, if they were on the tour, if the tour was like Roman Candles, the Acacia Strain, and Kubla Khan, that would be a killer show. Because Roman Candles is, they're not as heavy as those other members. It's not like they wouldn't fit in either. You know, if it was, you know, like Terror, Roman Candles, and Kubla Khan, I would probably go to like a show like that, because it'd be the shit. That's what I'm looking at. So now they're not probably, I don't know if I'll take a gander and listen to what they got. But they're pretty good either way. I mean, they got room to grow as well. And up next beyond them was Foreign Hands. And another one that's pretty good. I mean, haven't heard of at all. And I didn't even listen to any of the bands coming into it other than Dying Wish. That's the only band I was like, okay, I did my homework. Because the Dying Wish, the album is that good. I think the album, let me see, what the fuck is the album called? What is Dying Wish's album called? Yeah, Symptoms of Survival. Dying Wish's newest album. That album is fucking good. Before I get to, I mean, the album, I wanted to do an album review, but maybe I'll do half this show and then half an album review. I'll come back and do it tomorrow or something. But Foreign Hands was good. Foreign Hands, I get Foreign Hands definitely probably will take more of a gander at my listening to like their top songs. And I would need to see them again. I need to see them in a better scenario. And when I mean, I need to see these bands on a better scenario, they need to tour where they're at. Because I mean, I could get into Foreign Hands and then they not come around for like 3 years or like a year. Or they could come around on like some shitty tour that I would not go to. And then at that point, I'm just wasting effort. But again, Foreign Hands is not a bad band. If the lineup comes out that it's going to be Paleface Swiss, or we got, you know, let's just say, for instance, Paleface Swiss, Foreign Hands, and Body Snatcher. Just to say, you know, that's a lineup. That'd be a good lineup. Again, be a solid lineup. So it depends on how you can. It depends on if they get into some good tours. And after Foreign Houses, Boundaries. Now, Boundaries I have heard of, and I think I've heard a few songs. When I do work out, and when I do randomly throw on, like, because sometimes I get bored of listening to the same shit on Apple, or, you know, when you're working out, like, sometimes I can't really pick an album that I want to sit and listen to, because most of it I've heard, like, 20 times, I'm like, I don't know if I want to listen to that while I'm working out. You know, there's only so many albums that you can listen to while you're working out that actually make sense while you're working out. And basically, I've come across Boundaries and, like, you know, I'm like, oh, like, they're playing, that's a good song, or, like, maybe I should check them out, and I forget. But yeah, I've heard about it, but I probably will take a listen to Boundaries going forward. Now that I've seen them live, and I'm like convinced that that band will be around for a little bit, and the other bands that I like as well, they'll be around. And, yeah, they're pretty good. And then, to cap the night off, was Dying Wish. They played a lot of new songs. I want to say about half the set. If they played 15 songs, at least 7 or 8 of them were new songs. Easily. They played like the first 4 or 5 or 6 songs off the album, and then they played a few off the end of the album. And Dying Wish fucking killed it. Again, I think the band is on the cusp of when they go home, because I think the tour ends tomorrow at the Chain Reaction. When they go home and they gather up their, you know, and they're going to come around in summertime. If they are on an all-star tour, I mean, I'd probably show up. I don't know if they'll be headlining, but, I mean, it's one of those things, like, who knows? I mean, I'm not their tour manager. I'm not their, like, I don't know who. I don't actually know how bands get in contact with other bands. And they're like, yeah, let's fucking do this. And let's fucking book all these fucking shows across the whole fucking United States of America. I don't know, like, that process. Like, what I do know is tours get announced, and I'm always like, that tour doesn't make any sense. Or, that tour is fucking stacked. Or, wonder why they're not coming to California. Like, what the fuck? Like, I always have questions about what the fuck they're doing. And I never get any clear answer. It just, this shit happens. I don't know. If you're on a band and you fucking hit Nevada, Arizona, and then somehow skip California and up in fucking Washington, and then go double back to, like, Denver and beyond, like, why the fuck did you miss all of California? You're a fucking idiot. Or you need to fire your fucking tour manager. One of the two. Like, figure the fuck out, like, anyways. But we'll see what happens with Dying Wish going for now. The show was lit. And not just the band, but Dying Wish is the shit. Now, I think I kind of fucked up because I recognized, you know, the singer. I should have grabbed the picture when I was walking in, but you know what? I'll live. I don't need a fucking, I'm not some fucking fanboy. I don't need to take a picture with the band members. But it would have been cool. But yeah, I didn't do that. But I should have. But listening to the album, Symptoms of Survival, I also honed in on Lost in the Fall. Now, again, Watch My Promise Die is, it just fucking, they just fucking, they were like Mount St. Helens in the fucking 80s or whatever. It just like fucking exploded. And like they just fucking erupted. The fucking, it's just monstrous. I'm telling you, the song is monstrous. It's fucking insane. And now that I've heard it at the loud, it's not the loudest decibels you could hear, but it is pretty damn close to the best volume you could fucking hear music at a live event. I'm completely convinced that that song has potential to be one of the best hardcore songs that's come out in recent years. You stack that bitch up with a lot of other songs, and the song kills it. And on the flip note, Dying Wish has been dabbling with clean vocals for a minute, and I knew that since the other album, and this album has expanded on it a little bit, but they didn't expand on it to the point of, like, every fucking song has clean vocals, and as well, they shouldn't. I don't fuck with clean vocals unless it's, like, done right and it's, you know, sparing. We're metal, motherfuckers. We're not fucking rock. We're not fucking pop punk either. I know a lot of bands try to blend it. But, you know, that's not what I want. But, nonetheless, Dying Wish has clean vocals, and and some songs are done right. And, lo and behold, we're going to get to Lost in the Fall. Lost in the Fall is done right. It's done very right. It's in contention to being probably, I mean, you take your pick. It's 1A and 1B, I think. It's tied with Watch My Promise. Lost in the Fall might be, and it has a breakdown in the middle of it, like, it goes ape shit. I don't know what to say, man. I've been listening to the album for, like, I really started ramping it up. I went to Vegas the other day to go watch the Chiefs, and that's kind of when I knew I was going to come to this. So I was like, okay, I want to come. I was like, I want to show up to this show, like, and I started listening to the album, like, I listened to it, like, two or three times. Was it to the Chiefs game? No. When I came to watch the fucking, no, when the fuck did I listen to it? Maybe when I came to watch the Giants, I listened to it. I think on the way to Vegas. I know I listened to it like in its entirety a couple times. And then I listened to it when I was working out. And either way, this week I've listened to it, the album, probably 10 times through. And Lost in the Fall, it's a well-built song. It's well-built. Kudos to the band for pulling it off, because not a lot of bands can pull off a song like that. And, you know, and not to make the whole record, not every song like that, and try to overdo it too. They pulled all their weight together, like, they were sprinkling in hard, they were sprinkling in the clean vocals, dabbling with it here and there, and then that one is just, it all culminated to a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece of a song. I put it right up there with some of the masterpieces that I loved throughout all my life. The Observer, you know, Savior, Saint, Salvation, and I put it up there with, you know, like Magnolia, Bury Your Dead, or whatever song that is. I'm gonna put it up there with, like, I mean, there's songs like that, like old Avenged Sevenfold, like, put it up there with something that just came out, and it came out clean. I'm gonna put it up there with, you know, like Killswitch. It actually, their album, Symptoms of Survival, reminds me a lot of, it's got a lot of Killswitch flavor to it. I'm wondering if we can get a Killswitch Dying Wish tour. Like, I think because they're similar, wouldn't that make sense? Anyways, thinking out loud. Lost in the Fall, I mean, I don't know, I've been talking about it now for the last couple minutes. I was like, alright, I was wondering, because it's a song that I kind of feel that they could easily not play, because it's like half in half, but done right, but it's fucking good. So I was wondering if it would make sense in this fucking mosh fest that was, if they could throw that bitch in there. And lo and behold, they threw it in there. Fucking brilliant, man. Brilliant. This is how I know this band is going places, because their set is going to be fucking insanity once the people get fucking juiced on what it is that band is about and how they operate. And as these songs cook over the next forever now, I'm going to have footage, and I will have the opportunity to tell everybody, fuck you, I seen them at some little fucking record store in fucking San Fernando Valley on a Friday night in December. It's fucking freezing, like 50 degrees outside. And I saw it, you know. Put a little feather in my cap as another token win for myself for staying true to what I believe about music, what I've been believing about my whole life. You know, I'm always fucking, you know, in the metal community, in the hardcore community, I'm always going to be fucking three steps ahead of your average Joe. Maybe even five steps ahead. And that's just what it is. And it's indicative of how the story is, because it's selling out everywhere. Like, if you look at their, like, most of the shows were sold out. Or very low ticket warnings on all the shows, like, and it's for good reason, because I think people are like, yo, this album was good, we should go see them. Oh, it's sold out. But by the time they stew on it and the word of mouth gets out, like, my word of mouth is going to get out, you know, it might be too late for you. You might have missed. And that's kind of why I was like, I'm coming. Because I don't want to be, you're going to make these decisions, you got to come and do it. You got to stick your whole chest out and be like, okay, I want to go and see this band. I bought a ticket a little late in the game. Game time decision to buy it yesterday, but I did it, here I came, and I zero regrets. And the show is fucking amazing. It was a good show. Good music, good vibes. I did get hit in the head, but I mean, nothing too crazy. Just like a grazing fist, but whatever. But overall, it's good. Now, I'm I should probably review the album after this. Maybe I'll talk about some of the different songs in the album. You know. So maybe I should pause this here and then come back and we'll talk about the rest of the album. But I can't, I mean, I'm like, still, or may, I mean, I don't know, like, maybe I could just run it right now, like, Pray For Me, Starved, Symptoms of Survival, Lost in the Fall, I mean, shit, there is a lot of fun, and they played all those songs. I know they played Starter. I know they played Pray For Me because I was fucking there. I was just hearing it. Tongues of Lead. What else they play? Yeah, I think Torn From Your Silhouette. They played a lot of songs. And they played songs from... probably my favorite song from Fragments. Hollowed by Affliction. I gotta go look it up real quick. They also played Cowards Feed, Cowards Bleed as well. They played other songs on there. But Hollowed by Affliction, probably my favorite song off of that album. That album is stacked. That album is stacked. Well, the Symptoms of Survival is stacked start to finish. I haven't got bored of listening to it yet. And I'll probably have it on repeat the rest of the year. You know, we're already in December. There's not much year left, but... I just can't get over how well built the album is built. The album is... quintessential fucking metal, hardcore, metalcore. It's fucking an album. It's a gem. And again, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. You know, between the haunting vocals in Lost in the Fall, and they're truly haunting, the message, I mean, I don't know, you know, exactly what it's about, but the message I take from it, and two people just falling away from each other, man. It could be, you know, whether it's, you know, it could be easily construed as breakup lyrics, but I kind of feel it's like when somebody dies to you, you know, and it happens, you know, the breakup's easy. Most people understand that. But there's also when the homies, you know, do that. There's also, you know, people that you've trusted for different things, you know, bosses. You know, I just kind of feel like, you know, and you see them drifting away. And just, you just know, like, okay, it's never going to be. You know, it can never, you know, when you move on with your life, it'll never be the same. You know, maybe it has to do with death. I mean, those are the message, the undertones I get from it. It's just a good song, man. And also, I kind of feel the same. You know, Watch My Promise Die. Just those four words. Those four words go fucking hard. It's fucking original. But there's also a lot of meaning to those four words. You know, like, and I don't know, it's probably because it just tickles my soul, because I mean, we've all felt those ways. I've felt that way. I still feel that way at some point. I don't know. This life has fucking betrayed me. This life is so cold and so cruel. Like, I don't know. I don't know where I stand in the world. Like, all I can do is keep my head down. Not keep my head down. Just keep my fucking foot on the gas. Keep my fucking nose to the fucking... my fucking feet and the fucking pavement running. That's all I can do. You know, surviving. You know, I'm like I stayed in the past. I'm still trying to get a house. I'm still trying to fucking do this. I need to work. And like the world has tried to take every fucking smile off my face. Like, and the promise that I could have had a decent life, like, and I'm not even fighting for a decent life, I'm just fucking, you know, again, I can go back to scummy ex-girlfriends that fucking, you know, I gave them too much of myself, and like, okay, now the love part of me is, it's whatever, it's like, again, a part of me died. Like, the promise, I mean, it just makes a lot of sense. I've had money issues. People fucking steal from me. I've had fucking equipment stolen from me. Try to fucking knock my fucking... my way of life cut from me. Like, and here I am, fucking 30 years old, still trying to fucking... climb the ranks, you know. Again, I don't know where I'm headed in the world, but it was just easy to fucking, you know, like, yeah, watch my promise die. Like, you know what? They're just, those lyrics go hard, and then you couple it with the fucking monstrous breakdown. It's just so fucking clean. And I just think now that I've seen it and I've been seeing, you know, listening to Dying Wish, I think it's gotta be, it's one of my favorite albums of the year. I mean, up with the Acacia Strain's Pillars of Salt and that whole 3-song was amazing as well. I can't get over Pillar of Salt myself. That is a whole album in one song. It's truly phenomenal. Deep in the Willow and Everybody's Quiet Now, the little EP was also phenomenal. Fear and Dagger is another phenomenal album. Harm's Way dropped an album. Common Suffering was truly... I just listened to that too a little bit ago. Like yesterday, the day before. A truly wild album. You know, there's some good albums that have come out this year. And this Dying Wish album is among... probably in contention for the best album. The best 30-minute block of music that has come out recently. It's that good, man. I mean, that's my review. I don't know if it's not the best. Again, it's not the best album I've ever heard, but it's probably the best I've heard this year. One of the best I've heard this year. You know, I don't know if by far, but it's pretty fucking... And it, we'll see if Dying Wish has some longevity, how it stacks up in the long run. Because we'll go back to this album, probably go back to this album and listen to it over the years. Until I'm old and dead. Until... Dying Wish calls it quits, maybe. I don't know. I hope they don't. It seems like they're about ready to skyrocket. So, that's my album from you. My album review and the show in general. I mean, if you don't know who Dying Wish is, I highly recommend it. Go fucking listen to their album. And try to tell me that the fucking album is not that good. Because it's fucking good. It's totally good. It's... shit, fucking, it's a banger. Yeah. With that said, I'm gonna call it an episode here. I'm almost home, anyways. there's no traffic, and actually the valley wasn't far from my house with no traffic. It's like less than an hour. That like 45 minutes. No, yeah, like 50 minutes, 45 minutes. Because I'm basically to my house. But I'm gonna end this episode here. I get to post it up probably tomorrow. Probably, I don't know what I'm gonna do with the video of dying wish to have. It's like almost 2 minutes long. But maybe I'll put it on YouTube. See what happens there with shakes. Anyways, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Laters.